It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. And welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and archiving on Hoovy.tv on this November 5th, 2022. I'm Rickard, Mike Rickard. You can call me Rickard. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. Teeing off without Oscar Garner III. Oh, my God, I got a special guest maybe popping in. He is Lynn the Growler Strickler. And he is back from the dead. I had not heard from this gentleman for quite some time. And, of course, he's a world-renowned caddy. Was on Greg Norman's bag. It's not how I expected the open, but he's in my face right here. So we'll talk a little bit about what's going to take place on the 19th and 20th. We'll do that, of course, with John Rieger as well. But that's John Daly's Whiskey and Water Invitational. I know the Growler will be there as well. We will certainly be there Saturday and Sunday. And one of our first guests will be, of course, Major Ed. And it is for an incredible charity. And it's for the Heart of a Lion Foundation. And that's up at the Water Country Club. And actually, there still are foursomes available. And so we welcome you to go to On the Tee Florida, our Facebook. Well, we have some posted there that this gentleman, the great John Rieger, kind enough to join me early. How are you, my man?
Hey, it's great to be on the air again this Saturday. Had a wonderful time down at the Florida Sports Hall enshrinement, and we'll take a little visit into that later on in the show, but just like to welcome all of our thousands and thousands of listeners, and Wild Bill Sturrow also listening in. So looking forward to a great show.
Well, shout out to the man, the myth, the legend. I don't know. Well, I've heard some hooting and hollering, and I've seen some texts. So he does exist, but he's our number one fan. And welcome this morning there, Wild Bill. Look forward to you coming down to St. Pete sometime, or we make the trek up to Crescent Beach, Florida, and have a lot of fun with you. Speaking of a lot of fun.
Wild Bill, he's also got his own fashion line. He's got Yank and Crank, which is extreme fishing fashion. Say that 10 times in a row real fast, especially after a couple IPA beverages on the beach. But he's gonna preview that down the road when we get him on the show. Maybe we'll have to play a little backyard golf with him, and he can talk about Yank and Crank.
Well, I will tell you this. We'll also find him a position. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network just launched our fishing show this morning right here on the Tan Talk family of stations under our umbrella. And we will certainly get him on. And that's with Jeff Vickers, who you've heard on the air from time to time on the Sports Connection. So we'll get him a spot on the fishing show as well. Speaking of spots, we were in a superb spot on Wednesday night, and I had an absolute blast, man.
Well, it was wonderful to be there for the 2022 Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement. We had a lot of great inspirational stories. J.P. Peterson, who is the voice of Tampa Bay Lightning, was our MC. We actually had Brian Ford, the CEO of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, welcome us in there. We had inspirational talks with J.P. with each one of our enshrinees. This is the 61st year of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And, man, the food was great. The music was great. But what was really great is the inspirational stories of all the inductees, every one of them. We had Rick Ankiel from baseball, Luis Gonzalez from baseball. We had Vinny LeCavier from the Tampa Bay Hockey Club. And he played 17 years, 14 of them with Tampa Bay, and they won the Stanley Cup with him. And the great Barry Smith and Dexter Jackson, both from Florida State University. And Dexter was the VIP at the first time that the Bucks won the Super Bowl. And then Barry Smith, he was the number one draft choice of the Green Bay Packers. But he held all scoring records at one time at Florida State University. And he still holds some of them today, even with the great teams in the past with Bobby Bowden This is pre-Bobby Bowden, so he's from Tampa Bay, very inspirational. He was wearing a Seminole sweater that was given to him by the late Max Osceola, who is one of the five Seminole chiefs in the Indian tribe there. And Chris Nikich, who was a Special Olympics Ironman participant, and the fact that he's the first person in Special Olympics ever to finish an Ironman competition, and he's won numerous gold medals, and his family was there, he was there, he gave a phenomenal speech to everybody out there, and much more. In fact, if you talk about fishing, Lisa Fitzgerald was there, and she is recognized as one of the top women anglers of all time right here in Florida. And man, everybody in the room wanted to go fishing with her. So she's going to be quite busy here coming up. I'm sure everybody wants to go tag along and find out what her secret is for being such a wonderful angler. But
Let me go back and intro the show first, because we really kind of just jumped into it. So anybody just tuned in.
Oh, yeah, people are listening in. They're like, "What? Who are these people? What are they talking about? What kind of show is this? Is this a golf show? Is it a fishing show?"
Exactly. And on the T Florida is what you're listening to. I'm Mike Rickard. I'm the head of the Hack Nation, and I'm very proud of it. And, of course, the great John Rieger up there in Crescent Beach, Florida, PGA of America teaching pro, you name it. He has done it in the game of golf. We are going to talk about his interaction with Fred Ridley, the chairman of the Masters in Augusta on Wednesday night over there at Raymond James Stadium. As I said, we're going to talk to John and I are going to talk to Major Ed as we have a conversation regarding John Daly's Whiskey and Water Invitational. That's the 19th and 20th at Clearwater, St. Pete, up there. We will be there as well. And then, of course, I just had a guest here just stop by, John. I don't know if you heard that, but we've got the great Lynn the Growler Strickler. Just showed up out of nowhere sitting right across from me. And that's a little menacing, to be quite candid with you. But we are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios. And we're going to talk to Major Ed. Oh, we're going to have Major Ed. We'll talk to you right now, John, and then Major Ed will come on. How's that?
Well, that's good. Having Lynn in the house there, my goodness, you know, you could have like a 27-episode podcast just on stories from Lynn the Growler out there about all these crazy pros that he's caddied for out throughout the years. And I know when he was a caddy, it wasn't as glamorous as today. You know, the live golf people are talking about the caddies feel like they're like players on the PGA Tour. They're treated so well. And it always wasn't like that with caddies. You know, it was the common mantra for a caddy is to show up, pick up, and shut up, and Lynn can probably tell you a lot of great stories about that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to introduce him to the show if he can mind his manners and realize, right into that microphone, turn around. It's right where it should be. Talk nice and loud because I know you can. And welcome back to On the Tee Florida, brother. Thanks for coming down.
Always great to be a part of the show.
Well, we don't get a legend like you just walking up on 13th and Central out of nowhere, especially when we're airing the golf show. Question for you. Are you going to be at Clearwater for John Daly's event on the 19th and 20th? I mean, you took me over there and introduced me to John Daly.
There's a good chance I might be around. If there's whiskey involved, though, I'm going to have to not show up.
Yes. We know your penchant for staying away from the alcohol, my friend.
What's the last time you looped it? What was your final bag out there?
Oh boy. Well, Ben Crenshaw, until he totally couldn't play anymore. He played the seniors till he was 65, but finally gave up. You know, we played Broken Sound, all those senior events, but he couldn't break 80. They invited him to retire.
Well, you know, it's interesting how different guys age. You know, Bernhard Langer, I think he's 65 now or close to it, and he's still out there playing. Right. It's just everybody ages a little different, and I think that, you know, some of those guys, it doesn't matter what you shoot, you still want to show up and see him play. And that was just absolutely, like with Mr. Palmer, it was the same way. We didn't care what he shot, just we want to see him.
Hey guys, I'm gonna bring Major Ed into the conversation. Then we'll get back to Lynn and John. He's kind enough to take a moment out and join us, and he's on right now. Major Ed, how are you, man?
You're Major Ed.
I don't think he can hear us there, John. Can you hear me now? There you go. Oh, he's still reaching out to him. I thought he was on there. So
okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're really looking forward to talking to Major Ed. You know, I know that they have the Heart of the Lion golf tournament come up, the Whiskey and Water Invitational, and over at Clearwater Country Club, November 19th and 20th. And, you know, one of the things for our listeners out there, we at On the Tee Florida have teamed up with the John Rager Golf Report, and there's a daily read I post out there of interesting things. Yesterday's daily read was about the Whiskey and Water Invitational for the Heart of the Lion Foundation. So we're looking forward to Major Ed to come on board with that and talk to us about it. We've had him on the show before, but it's truly inspirational to hear his story and also how he hooked up with John Daly. They do a lot of good out there. So they've got this tournament coming up in November that I believe in December they're going to be, or January, they'll be actually up in Jacksonville at San Jose Country Club for another event. So worthwhile cause. Can't wait for Major Ed to get on the air here, and we look forward to talking to him.
He's right in the middle of an event. So we'll go back to the great Lynn Strickler and share a few stories. So it was Ben Crenshaw the last time that you looped, as you alluded to.
Yes, but the last time I had a chance to do anything was the great Greg Norman, the great Whitefish, in 08 at the British Open. He signed me up for 3 weeks, finished third, third, and third, British Open, British Senior, and the U.S. Senior Open, and I almost lasted longer than Chris Everett.
that is absolutely wonderful, I tell you. That was a great run.
It was a great run. I had a hell of a time.
While we have you here, Lynn, what do you think about this LIV Golf? So what's going on with it? And no opinion is good or bad on this show here, okay? We are not entrenched with the five families on this show, the PGA, PGA Tour, R&A, Masters, and USGA. We just like to call it like it is. So what do you think about the LIV Golf Tour?
Well, an old adage from way back is you never bite the hand that has fed you for all these years, and they sold out for the cash. Good for them, bad for their reputation. I hope they have to move to Saudi Arabia as part of the deal.
Well, that'd be horrible. I don't think they serve IPA beer over in Saudi Arabia, that's for sure.
No, I know Bubba Watson and Phil Mickelson, and some of those wives would expel that. And Dustin John Gretzky ain't going to no desert. He's an ice guy.
Yeah, well, with the
I kind of agree with you, Lynn, on this LIV Golf thing. I mean, professional sports is about the money, but at the same time, there is a lot of tradition, and all these people came up and on the PGA Tour and the European Tour, and there's a lot of goodwill there, especially with Phil Mickelson, that seemed to just disappear overnight once he hooked up with LIV Golf. But at the same time, it's for me, if they came to me and said, "Hey, John, here's a $1 million a year just to go talk on the radio," you know, I'm gone, baby. You know, I'm going to take the money and run. I'm going to have to.
John, I think the whole thing is they never really expected to be shunned from Ryder Cup participation or majors. British is all good because that's the open. But to be excluded by, you know, a three-time winner of the Masters, not going to be allowed in there because of their annex. That if they thought about that before they jumped, they might have thought about it twice.
Yeah, that's and maybe there should have been some negotiation before they started this tour as far as how that would happen, how that would go.
Well, the reason,
you know, there's a crack in the armor up there. I read today that Lee Westwood was asked by the European Tour to play on their Legends Tour. Well, wait a second. I thought the European Tour was going to be with the five families there and not try to let any of the LIV Golf players play, even though there's a lawsuit there, but Lee Westwood's kind of confused. He says, "You want me to play on their Champions Tour, the version of it over there, and yet I'm on the LIV Golf." So we'll have to see what happens down the road with the courts, but also by 40% of the PGA Tour.
How about Bubba Watson coming out with the fact that he was paid to play in events under the table? Now he's opening up a whole other can of worms.
I just saw that this morning. That throws a lot into
he's
the
ratting them all out.
he just dimed out his buddies.
Everybody.
It's like college athletics. We know before
everybody knew it was going on, but nobody told everybody about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I tell you what, it probably took Liv Golf and his relationship with him to expose that. We all knew that. We all know there's certain tournaments out there. They did certain things for certain players to get them. You know,
well, I'll tell you one thing.
It's like the NIL right now with college.
There are no campuses for Oxford University in Baghdad, Florida.
hey, that was a great line. Who are his teammates in Baghdad?
They all own those candy shops, which are all over the panhandle.
Who were some of the teammates on his high school team? Do you remember that, John Rieger?
From Baghdad? I know a lot about golf and a lot about details, but I couldn't tell you who was on Bubba Watson's high school team. But do you have that in front of you? That's why you're asking me that question to stump me.
No, I don't have. I thought maybe you knew off the top of your head. There were several guys.
I can't remember hardly who was on my high school team I played with.
No, there were a couple notables, but I forgot them. They're not that notable.
Yeah. I'll reach out to the old man Google search here in a second for some credibility.
May I interject one thing into the program?
More than one, my friend.
Well, December 10th, they have deemed the next match to be held at the Pelican in Bel Air, Florida. It's going to be Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy versus Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas at a night 9-hole event to benefit the victims from the hurricane.
They're having it at the Pelican?
At the Pelican. That'll be December 10th at a night event. Stay tuned.
I saw that, but I didn't see Pelican. That's huge. Pelican.
What a transformation that golf course has had when the new owners bought it and just completely renovated it, and they have one of the top now prestigious LPGA Tour events. I think that club is known for the Blue Jackets, so I think they're.
I know exactly.
Some of the culture.
I helped open the club. It was the only caddy course within 40 miles next to Old Memorial. I was there at the onslaught of that, and it's nothing about money. He's got Anna Gersoris, and now the club's only been open for 5 years. They're landing majors after majors here. It's a money flow, and it's not dirty money either.
I love that.
John, let me tell you, the reconstruction of the tournament, they're going to be able to play the first two holes on the back, play 8 and 9, flip to the back 9, go 10 and 11, then play 16, 17, and 18 in. All they have to do is turn these lights around, and it's going to be they're going to have to use orange balls and a few windmills.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I mean, again, what an incredible transformation. We used to go down there and stage golf tournaments at the old Bellevue Biltmore when it was the big wood structure. I know that now it's renovated, it's open again, but it was quite a historical visit
to go to that.
We'd run down the street and go to that golf course and have a golf tournament. No one could ever imagine in those days that this golf course would actually become the most prestigious golf course in Tampa Bay.
Well, Donald Ross did 5 courses here in a 5-year span. He did Palmasia, he did Dunedin, he did both the Biltmores, he did 3 at the Biltmore. He did both Biltmore courses, and it was used to be the Bellevue Biltmore. Now it's the Pelican. That was the original name back in the day.
Well,
I tell you what, everybody of our listeners out there, especially if you live in that St. Pete area, I don't know how you get tickets for that. We're going to do a little research there, Lynn, on how to do it. I don't know if you know how to get those tickets, but to get our listeners to be able to go attend that event, can you buy a ticket?
Let me tell you, it's going to be done by NBC, and Zinger's going to be there, and Zinger owes me one. I'm going to be maybe spotting, or I might be with the best on-course commentator. I've played the place 500 times.
Hey, let me intercept.
Lynn, let me tell you this. If you get invited, I need to be your beverage caddy. And
you can caddy for me any time, Charlie.
Hey, what about the hack? Hey, I'm the one that brought you guys together.
We'll leave him in the caddy parking lot.
That's not cool. Hey, what is cool is the fact that we're talking to John Rieger, PGA of America teaching professional up there in Crescent Beach, and ranked in the top 30 all-time caddies, lives in Clearwater, Florida, and it is Lynn the Growler Strickler, made a cameo appearance for us, and I think what you're doing is actually interviewing to become a regular on the show, buddy.
Let me tell you one other thing. We have, speaking of the top 30 caddies of all time, we're going to have Joe LaCava for Tiger Wood. We're going to have the dreaded swizzle stick, Jim Bones, for Justin Thomas. Is that a full packy or what?
The swizzle stick.
Hey, you know what? And we know everybody's going to be mic'd up, so it's going to be very, very entertaining.
Got to keep it clean.
Hey, I got to take a break and pay a few bills, and we'll come back. We're going to continue this humorous conversation and insight from Lynn the Growler Strickler and, of course, John Rieger here on the T Florida, live from Ferg's in the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
I feel like
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida, and we're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios each and every week, where we talk to PGA Tour champions, LPGA. We'll start diving in a little more aggressively into collegiate and, of course, high school right here in the Sunshine State, the mecca of golf. And we've got some new supporters. We got Sea Dogs Brewery, and Ice Pick. We'll be talking a lot about them in the future. Of course, Shrimpy's Waterfront. It's amazing, John Rieger. I'm anticipating you coming down with your wife. I'll find some lodging, and I'm lining up all these restaurants and bars for you, buddy, so that people will recognize you when you're on the air.
Well, you know, anytime you get a chance to come down to St. Petersburg and hang around, it's wonderful down there. I tell you what, I live so far away, but man, if I lived down there, I'd be at Ferg's just about every night. I tell you what a wonderful sports bar that is, covers all the sports. It's all about Ferg himself, Mark Ferguson. He does a wonderful job there, been 30 years. I think a big anniversary is coming up for them, maybe in January, something like that.
It's in 18 days. It's the 23rd of November, and it's going to be...
Oh, my goodness, that's right. Well, you just had your big golf tournament yesterday, so this is like the Gasparilla celebration down there in Tampa Bay. It's a month-long celebration of Ferg's anniversary.
I haven't got any of the reports from the tournament from Bardmore, but Bob Daly, you know, he must be a very patient man, because I've seen the aftermath of the players coming back here for the award ceremony, and it's not pretty. I'll just say that it's not pretty.
I think I saw on social media this morning, Ferg is offering a hangover special down there before the college football games go on.
Well, according to Ben Botham, who will be on next and sitting here, Body Armor, and according to a lot of the young kids that hang out with Body Armor, our big sponsor on the other show, I've got a bunch of it, and I probably should be a little careful, because it's supposed to be superb for hangovers. And Ben is nodding his head over there that, Ben, you...
It's the coconut water in it, apparently. It's got all the vitamin and nutrients that you need to bounce back.
How would you know? Have you had a hangover previously?
Maybe once or twice, you know.
You're too young for hangovers. That's us old guys. No, actually, we don't get them, do we, John Rieger? We're pros.
We advance in age, we pace ourselves. Hey, let's talk a little bit more about the John Daly tournament. We got Major Ed yet? Is he still out there running around in golf tournament somewhere?
We're efforting him. He told me he's in the middle of an event today. I talked to him twice yesterday. One of the things he really wanted us to promote, though, is he still has foursomes available, and you can go to our Facebook, as well as I don't have their website in front of me, but it is the Lion Foundation, John Daly's Whiskey and Water Invitational, 11, 19th, and 20th. I think Barry Smith. I sent it to Barry. Barry's going to try to put together a foursome. It's just going to be a great event, and it's $2,000 a foursome. That seems a little pricey, but unbelievable swag and what you get with it, the interaction with John Daly and celebrities that will be there. Major Ed will be there. A lot of humor, as you're well aware of, John Rieger. So, looking for foursomes, and just a shout out. I think he's got four available.
Hey, let me give you a quick update on that tournament, give you a little bit more detail for our listeners to be able to find that tournament. So every day, you know, we do the On the Tee Florida John Rieger Golf Report, and what I try to do is provide the latest news and opinion from the world of golf, where you can actually have a link and read some of the interesting posts and articles from Golf Digest and the PGA Tour and all the different top media outlets out there in the world of golf. So what we did, we covered this yesterday. You know, if you frequent Twitter, if you frequent Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, on and on and on, you'll see all you have to do is hashtag John Rieger Golf or at John Rieger Golf, or go to my website, johnriegergolf.com. And you'll see links to it. So you'll certainly see the link to this on our On the Tee Florida Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and Twitter page. We got it all covered. And what you want to see in that report is you'll see a link that takes you right directly to the Heart of a Lion Foundation. Best way to find it, just Google Heart of the Lion Foundation, and you'll see the website. Otherwise, it's jdme1991.org. So you'll see that out there. But Heart of the Lion Foundation, this tournament coming up is remarkable. Not only can you buy a team, and you might be listening to the show and you don't even play the game of golf. You don't even know. You couldn't hit your rear end with both hands trying to go out there and play golf. But you can buy a team. You can sponsor a team. You can sponsor a Navy SEAL, Green Beret, or veteran team. And these actually warriors will come out there, and they get to be treated to a round of golf. So you get to do that also. So, you know, when you look at what they're all about, I want to tell everybody that their mission is to provide mental, physical, and wellness support to our nation's children, first responders, and America's veterans. And there's not a better charity that can be had by that. And Major Ed, he's very inspirational. He's an Iraqi war veteran and war hero, and he has hooked up with John Daly to make this happen. And not only do you spend a lot of money to support the charity, you will absolutely have a good time. At Clearwater Country Club on November 19th is the party. So the party's probably better than the golf, I tell you what. And then the next day, they have the golf tournament. So it's a Saturday, Sunday. It's a weekend. You don't have to miss work. You can go there. And I know they have a couple foursomes just left open, and these usually go fast right at the end of the day. So Google Heart of a Lion, go find the On the Tee Florida John Rager Golf Report out there on social media, and you'll be able to link right to it, link right to their website, and do some good.
Hey, you know one thing about this event, as I mentioned, is, and I had this thing completely reversed. I thought that you golfed on Saturday, and then they had the big bash. So, you know, John Daly knows how to party, and he wants to get the party out of the way on Saturday night, and then an 8 o'clock shotgun start on Sunday.
Well, yeah, that's how you do it. We do that with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. We have our tournament coming up over Father's Day weekend, June 17th and 18th. Friday night, we go down to our Hall of Fame itself, which is located in the Mid-Florida Event Center down in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And we actually, the Mid-Florida Event Center turns into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame pairings party. And there's a huge silent auction, and there's food, and there's all kinds of open bar. Pilar Rum, which is named after Ernest Hemingway's boat, which is a distillery in Key West, Florida, was one of our big sponsors for that. Breakthrough Beverage is another sponsor of that. And what we do is we actually have our Hall of Famers, you know, travel from all over the state, and they come in there. Last time we had Chichi Rodriguez was our honorary chairman, and we rotate the tournament around the state of Florida. So 2 years ago, we were in Port St. Lucie. We're coming back to PGA Golf Club over Father's Day weekend. So even if you have no interest in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame or don't even know anything about it, hey, why don't you can make this a family weekend. It could be a father-son outing. It could be a father-daughter outing. It could be a family weekend to come on down to the PGA Golf Club, June 17th, 18th, 2023. Now, I know that's a long time out in advance, but I just want to get that plug in there. But just like John Daly's tournament, yes, you have the party the night before. But with our tournament, we try to go maybe 9 o'clock shotgun. The 8 o'clock shotgun, we need that extra hour to recover and get ready.
Last year was at the, wasn't it Carrollwood? I was up there, Carrollwood Country Club.
Well, no, that was the NFL alumni tournament.
Oh, that was the NFL alumni.
Tournament director for.
It's hard to keep
and
track.
That, again, we had a wonderful party down at the Tampa Bay Art and Culinary Institute. And it was a wonderful event. We had all of our NFL alumni down there, and we had a bunch of students from the Culinary Institute and from the community, and they actually cooked all the food and put on the event for us. And then we had a wonderful day of golf at Carrollwood Village, and that was the NFL alumni tournament. We also, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame tournament you're maybe referring to is over at Reunion. We did it this summer in Orlando. We knew we were going to in Tampa. We reached out to Orlando. We had a wonderful time there at Reunion.
Hey, let's bring Lynn Strickler back into the conversation if he is ready to rock and roll here, my friend. So you think you'll be up there for the JD, John Daly event? At least you'll be there for the party. You only live a mile from there, dude.
I will be a part of the affair.
Well, I know you took me over there on a Friday, and that's when JD, when he's not playing out on the tour, what's he have, a skins game?
Well, they have it's called a Hustlers game on Friday. It's like Evel Knievel betting all the locals. He's got to bet with everybody. And he's got a guy, there's a guy named Juice out there. I mean, you might know him. He plays barefoot, and he takes Daly down out there. He can drive almost every par four on the golf course.
What's his real name? Did he play on the tour?
Juice. No. He's a local hustler. There's a lot of them.
What kind of jack? Any idea just for our audience that these guys play for?
Well, 20 a hole, 20 a hole, and press when you're pissed.
I'm sure
you know, this is a lot. Now, I'll tell you what, this is a lost part of the culture of the game of golf. When I was coming up as a golfer, especially in college, we had money guys that would pay us to go play in games. All right. You had the mini tours, but you really didn't have many opportunities coming up to play for money other than playing with the hustlers. I remember I used to play a lot of golf with a guy named Leon Krupp, and playing with him. He used to carry a loaded 45 in his bag. He'd have, you know, $50,000 in his trunk, and he just literally traveled around and played and hustled golf.
They used to have a sawed-off shotgun in his bag.
What was his name?
Jim King. and Bert Green. You ever run into those guys, John?
Oh, I played with Jim King in the Florida Open. In fact, I played with him the year he won the Florida Open. Everybody was scared to death of Jim because he was a boxer also.
And he knew that thing was
loaded. When I found Jim, when I played golf with Jim, I found him to be a very nice person. He was just fine. You know,
He would scare everybody just by looking. They was a former hitman for the mob, is what the rumor was.
But you, another person I met. I'll tell you, another person I met when I was coming up was Calvin Pete, and I knew Calvin when he played on the NTGA tour down in Tampa, and he had big old cowboy boots with spikes on them, and he had a permanent security guard stand near the trunk of his car because he carried a lot of cash in that car.
He had his full of clothes. He was selling clothes out of the trunk. Right.
Oh yeah, he made a lot of money before he got on the tour selling, baubles and trinkets and whatever to migrant workers.
He led the tour in driving accuracy for 10 years straight. He was as straight as Fred Funky.
I got a good friend named Bill Calfee who, Bill ran the web.com tour, and Bill. I remember one year in 1983, and I remember this distinctly. Because we used to own and operate the Bloomingdale Golfers Club, a little place out in Valrica. We built it in 83. We sold it in 91. We had a lot of young golf pros there, like Lee Jansen and Marco Dawson and Colleen Walker and just on and on and on.
She
and
was
so,
a
Bill came and, we grew up with Bill. I was an assistant pro with Bill before he got on the tour, you know. And
did he not lead the tour in driving distance one year?
Well, this is the story I'm going to tell. So in 1983, I think he lost his card that year. That was the year he lost it. He was the longest driver on the PGA Tour. And then I remember Golf World used to, when it was nice, a nice publication, you get that magazine, it always has swing sequences of the tour pros. So they had an article, Bill Calfee, longest driver on the PGA Tour. Calvin Pete, leading money winner and most accurate driver on the PGA Tour.
And he's out driving him by 40 yards.
Yeah. It was just dramatic difference between Bill and Calvin Pete. And I remember that was the year that Bill lost his card, went on to become a PGA Tour executive. But I knew Calvin Pete before he played on the tour, and I knew him when he was selling stuff out of the back of his car and playing the mini tours. And, he's just a wonderful guy. I played a lot of rounds of golf with him and loved it.
But I'll tell you, it was like Blues Fresh was selling knocked-off Rolexes out of his trunk.
What the hell? Who did you guys hang out with?
Bruce Flasher from Miami Bound.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. One year, I bought one of those watches.
I didn't say I still got two of them.
So being the nondescript tour career that I had, I wanted to impress everybody that I had a Rolex watch, right? I had no idea what a Rolex watch was.
Until you wore it 3 days in a row and there's a green stain on your wrist.
My arm turned green. I'm playing in a pro-am, and my partner comes up and goes,
that the knockoff, they have Seiko parts, but the second-hand move continually. A real Rolex stops every second. So you knew it was close.
And my pro-am partner comes up and he goes, John, you know what? You really shouldn't wear that unless you can really afford a real Rolex. And your arm's turning green, buddy.
They're $50.
Don't worry about that.
Hey, you're listening to On the Tee Florida. We are live from the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Told you there's a lot of humor. I'm the head of the Hack Nation. And that is the Growler Strickler sharing stories with John Rieger, PGA of America teaching pro. And you can't make this stuff up, fellas. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and wind it down. We'll talk a little we'll talk a little PGA golf champions, and we'll talk a little bit about your conversations with Fred Ridley last Wednesday over there at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. We'll be right back here on the Tee Florida.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Her Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we wind things down from our 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And great morning and a lot of laughter and conversation with Lynn Strickler. He's down here visiting us from Clearwater. And, of course, John Rieger up in Crescent Beach, Florida. Always keeping everything moving along. And we need to touch a little bit about what's happening in the world of golf this weekend. And actually, for this time of year, some good action. You got a Champions event and a PGA event with some notables playing there, John.
Well, we certainly do. I know that there's a Mayakoba Classic, and it's an event that is in the fall series of the PGA Tour. And do you want to go ahead and do the leaderboard for that? Because I know the Big O's not on the air this week, so why don't you take it away and do the leaderboard on this tournament?
Well, right now, Russell Henley's on top at 16 under. You've got Will Gordon, 13 under, and Sam Ryder. They're both tied for second. Let's look for a few notables for our audience out there. And actually, there are notables playing, but they are not playing well. Let's go all the way. Well, Cooch, he's always a fan favorite, 9 under. And the favorites were Victor Hovland. He is 8 under. Where's our man? Scottie Scheffler just played. Scottie Scheffler barely made the cut, actually. 6 under Scottie Scheffler. So there were some names playing. Hey, I do have a question. I wonder if you saw anything about this. Did Jason Day having personal financial problems that are of a high magnitude? Have you seen anything like that?
You know, I haven't seen anything like that, so I really don't know. I'll do a little research this week and see what's going on. I have not heard that. I have not seen it on social media. So your ear might be more of the rail than mine, or maybe you just got run over by the locomotive. I'm not sure, but I'll take a look into that.
Well, the reason I bring that up, because I did see it, I think, in two different areas of news information, is I would think then, if that is the case, he might be a prime candidate for the shark to act like a shark and swoop in and convince him to make the move to the LIV because, if you're in it, kind of like Lefty was, and, you know, somewhat of a jam. I mean, they're not going to starve, but the reality is Lefty did it for a lot of numerous financial reasons, and I could see Bubba Watson suggesting that to him. Just a thought there.
Well, we'll go ahead and we'll take a look at that, and in fact, what I'll do is The next John Rager golf report we'll put out there, I'll go ahead and put a little read on Jason Day and what's going on with him lately. Hey, I know we want to talk about Fred Ridley because we only have a few minutes left in the show here. And, you know, like our listeners had heard earlier in the show, that Fred is a 2022 honoree and inducted into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. That happened Wednesday night. Again, hey, Mike, thank you for bringing the Tampa Bay Sports Connection down there and doing radio down there. I enjoyed, 10 minutes on the radio with you right at the end there. I thought that it was a wonderful show. For our listeners out there, go to RadioSaintPete.com. Go to the On Demand. You'll see a replay of Mike's show on that. And a lot of great stories. Leonard Hamilton was on there. And a lot of folks maybe not know who Leonard Hamilton is, but go to the podcast and go ahead and listen to that. But Fred Ridley was one of the inductees. And the game of golf has grown so much in the state of Florida. This is the 61st year for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. So we've had numerous golfers inducted. At the beginning, you know, it wasn't as numerous as you thought, but, you know, we had Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. We have a local Tampa Bay favorite, Gary Koch, Colleen Walker, who's now deceased, but she won a ladies' major, played for Florida State University. There's a lot of golfers connected to that. And but Fred Ridley's really interesting because most people know Fred Ridley as being chairman of Augusta National and head of the Masters golf tournament. And so, I know Fred personally. I've known him way back. And, Fred is one of those people. He didn't come from a blue-blood family. You know, he just came from a working-class family in Winter Haven, Florida, Polk County. And, he was a really good junior golfer, but he didn't really start that much at the University of Florida on the golf team. But he had a magical summer, and he went out and he won the U.S. Amateur in 1975. Okay, so he was on the Florida golf team, but he was like the sixth man or something like that. And he beat Curtis Strange and Keith Fergus and Andy Bean in that tournament, who all went on to have stellar PGA Tour careers. And he never turned pro. He never turned pro. In fact, he wrote a book that said something: one tournament does not make a career. And so he became an attorney. You know, he actually had to take a little hiatus from law school because, you know, when you win the U.S. Amateur, you get to play in the Masters, and normally you get to play with the defending champ the first round, or you get to play or second round, you get to play with Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, things like that. And he played in the Walker Cup, and they won that. So, but he knew he wasn't going to be a professional golfer. He was going to be an attorney. He hooked up with a law firm in Tampa that does commercial real estate, and he has had it was wonderful career there. His wife's an attorney there, but he just couldn't give it. He just couldn't walk away from the game of golf in the sense of wanting to do for the game. All of us who have played the game, caddied, ran tournaments. Whatever it is, whatever your part is in this $76 billion a year business that supports 2 million people in this country, you just love the game. You want to see it grow. Doesn't matter whether you play good or you play bad or whether you want to just get out there and enjoy the game of golf. You know, it's just like watching football on television. You may not have ever played football, but you like to watch the Bucks play on television. So Fred Ridley went and started volunteering with the USGA, and he rose to the rank of being the president of the USGA. And that's pretty remarkable, you know. And as a PGA golf professional, what we do, our association, the PGA, the RNA, the USGA, we all work together, and we actually send our best rules guys to Augusta for the tournament. What we try to do is we actually help the Masters tournament and actually run it from a rules perspective. And so he was president of the USGA, and he joined Augusta National in the year 2000. Now, to join Augusta National, I don't think there's anybody out here listening that's going to get an invite, including myself, to go join Augusta. You don't apply to that. They invite you. But he joined it, but he made such an impression on the membership there that eventually now he is the chairman of the club, and he's also the chairman of Augusta National. So Wednesday night, had a wonderful night. What we ask all of our enshrinees to do is bring memorabilia to put in our museum down at the Mid-Florida Event Center down in Port St. Lucie. So he brought some things. I met him at the door. He brought some things. And we had a nice discussion because, you know, I grew up in Tampa Bay, and so, you know, we talked a lot about some of the old pros in Tampa Bay and some of the junior golfers we played with and things that are going on. I know that up in Gainesville they're trying to build a new University of Florida golf course. I know he's an integral part of trying to help that happen, so I gave him some insights that hopefully, being a resident of Gainesville for 30 years, that can help them do that. And it was just a wonderful evening with he and his wife, Betsy. They have wonderful daughters that do play golf. J.P. Peterson was the one that was our MC and had a wonderful interview with him. I know at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, we'll throw that up on our website, all the different interviews. So, you know, Fred's just not your average chairman of Augusta National. You know, he has really spearheaded some really wonderful things. And one of the things is the Augusta National Women's Invitational that's held right before the Masters tournament. So they finish on a Saturday. And so, you know, for the average fan, you just go out there and buy a ticket and go watch the women play Augusta National. And they've had some great champions. So he is the man for the time, for that club. He's 70 years old now. You know, he actually played the last couple of U.S. senior amateurs. So be careful. You're going to need two aside from him if you want to go have a little money game, whatever. But anyway, so that's it. That's it about Fred Ridley. We're really proud of him to be part of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. But we all know, it's just, hey, there's Fred, junior golfer from Tampa that made good in life. And, yeah, we love him. We're proud of him. And we look forward to his continual guidance as the chairman of Augusta National Golf Club and the Masters.
Hey, how about that breaking news that Lynn Strickler provided us that the match now on the 10th is at the Pelican?
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, what, next week we're going to talk a lot about that. I've seen a lot of news headlines about that. And, again, that Pelican Golf Club is remarkable. It has made a huge turnaround with the new owners there. And it's really interesting because, you know, it's in a really nice neighborhood, but it's not like there's, you know, $5 million homes lining the golf course. It's a nice, you know, middle-class area over there. And I know it's right down the street from the historic Bellevue Biltmore, which is now totally renovated. And it's a wonderful area for golf. But what they've done is they invited the women players in there for an LPGA tournament that has become like one of their top tournaments on the tour. Now, I did notice that a lot of movers and shakers in Tampa Bay are all members there. I know they're not trying to create the Augusta National experience because nobody can recreate that. But I do know that I think they have blue jackets there now, and, you know, they do a lot of stuff there, and their maintenance budget's probably almost approaching, it's got to be $2 million a year for the money they spend on that golf course. So, you know, if you ever get a chance to play that, you'll discover that it's actually a nice old Donald Ross golf course. You know, it's not exceedingly long, and it's, you know, it's a little narrow there because this is an old-time golf course. They had to fit it in, where the homes are actually surrounding the golf course, not on the interior of the golf course, which gives you that old-time charm. Beautiful clubhouse right near the beach. And I can tell you that I don't know how they selected that as the venue for the match, but that's going to be a great golf event for Tampa Bay, and we'll talk about that next week in detail.
I'm looking forward to that. One more time, how do people find the information on John Daly's, of course, Whiskey and Water Invitational for the Heart of the Lion Foundation, as I promised Major Ed, we promo one more time. We've got about a minute.
Well, in this day and age, instead of giving out a website, all you do is you do an ad or a hashtag. Hashtag Heart of the Lion Foundation or at Heart of the Lion Foundation, but also if you hashtag or at On the Tee Florida or John Rager Golf, you'll see it on social media. You'll see our daily golf report, the John Rager Golf Report, that will give you a daily read, a link to some of the best golf journalists in the country with the latest news and opinion from the world of golf. So just find us on social media, and you'll see the link from the John Rager Golf Report that I put out there yesterday. Take you right to their website. You can sign up there, and you can even buy a team for a group of veterans that if you don't play golf yourself.
All right, John Rager, it's been a great conversation. We had Lynn the Growler Strickler. He showed up from Clearwater. That was fabulous, and a lot of conversation, a lot of humor. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard, and we sub for Major Ed, John Rager, Joe Boudreau, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection next. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Always remember to hit it straight and keep it in the short grass.